Hello, I'm Joseph Kassa, and welcome to this podcast where the AI team does a deep dive into some application of systems thinking.
I have a confession to make, and I feel like a lot of people listening might relate to this, even if they don't want to admit it out loud.
Oh, yeah.
I am absolutely addicted to frameworks. You know, if I have a problem work, diet, whatever, and someone hands me a five-step system or a clean spreadsheet, I feel this wave of relief.
It's the dopamine hit of perceived control. We all crave it.
Right. It's like, oh, thank God, the world makes sense again.
You put a box around the problem and suddenly it's not so scary.
Exactly. But here's the thing, and this keeps me up at night. Sometimes I follow the steps perfectly. I fill out the spreadsheet. I color code everything. And the project still crashes and burns, or the sales don't happen. And I'm left holding this perfect map, staring at a cliff that just wasn't supposed to be there.
That moment, that exact moment of standing at the cliff holding a useless map, that is precisely where we are living today.
Okay.
We're doing a deep dive into the work of Ahmad Hijazi, who's the dean of the business school at PU, and he's tackling that exact anxiety you're describing.
We're talking about systems thinking and the architecture of creator judgment. When I first saw that title, I thought, great, another academic telling me to just trust the system.
But that's not it at all, is it?
No, it's almost the opposite.
It is. Hijazi is exploring the tension between our love for systems and the messy reality of what he calls the edge of knowledge.
And our mission for this deep dive is what then? To figure out how to think when the models all break down.
That's it. How do you think clearly when the systems fail?
The edge of knowledge. It sounds so dramatic, like the edge of the flat earth or something.
Well, it is dramatic. It's that point where your past data, your spreadsheets, your case studies, it all just stops predicting the future.
And Hijazi's argument is that when we hit that edge, our reliance on systems becomes, what, dangerous?
Exactly. He has this great phrase. He says, systems refuse to be fully understood.
I love that. Refuse to be fully understood. Like, the system has an attitude problem.
It does, in a way.
So before we get into his solution, which involves some wild stuff like fuzzy thinking and what, Greek mythology.
We'll get there.
Let's talk about the trap, because he isn't saying burn the spreadsheets, right?
No, absolutely not. And that's a really important distinction. He's a dean, not an anarchist. He knows systems are incredible tools for optimization.
Like on a factory line.
A perfect example.
Yeah.
If you're making widgets, you want a rigid system. You want zero variance.
Right. I do not want creative judgment when someone is assembling the brakes on my car.
Please no. But Hijazi's point is that innovation isn't an assembly line. He warns about what happens when systems are treated too rigidly in dynamic environments.
This is the old map versus the territory thing?
It is. The map is not the territory. But I feel like in corporate life, we forget that constantly.
Oh, constantly. We project the map on the boardroom wall and we treat it like it's scripture.
And Hijazi says that's a failure of cognition. I mean, think about his background. Yes, he's a dean, but he spent years in commercial leadership, sales, marketing, product.
He's been in the trenches. Which is a bit of a weird combo for a dean.
A very weird combo. But imagine him as a sales director. They live and die by the gap between the map and the territory.
How so?
Well, corporate sends down a system.
Right.
A pricing model, a script. They say, this works. Then the salesperson talks to a real human being and realizes,
this person hates this pitch. The market has shifted.
Exactly. And if that salesperson sticks rigidly to the script,
they lose the deal. Every time.
Hijazi saw this firsthand. When you treat the system as truth instead of just a tool, you stop seeing reality. You stop seeing the actual customer.
You just force everything into your clean little boxes because it's more comfortable than admitting you don't really know what's happening.
That's it. That's the so what here, isn't it?
Yeah.
If you're a manager or an entrepreneur, sticking to a model when the world is changing isn't discipline.
It's actually laziness. It's an excuse to avoid looking at the chaos.
It's a false sense of security. And that brings us to the solution, the one I know you had some, let's call them reservations about.
Reservations, is putting it mildly. Okay, so Hijazi proposes a concept called, and I still can't believe this is a serious business concept, Fuzzy on the Dark Side.
It's a great title.
It sounds like a Pink Floyd bootleg album.
Yeah.
But seriously, fuzzy. If I told my CEO, don't worry, the projections are a little fuzzy, I would be walked out of the building. How is this a real strategy?
I get the reaction, I do. In business, fuzzy sounds like I didn't do my homework. But he's using it in a more technical sense, almost like fuzzy logic in computer science.
Okay, you're going to have to walk me through that.
So classical logic is binary, true or false, zero or one, black or white. That's your spreadsheet. It demands absolute precision.
Got it.
But the real world, especially at that edge of knowledge, is almost never binary. It's full of maybe, it's sort of, it's degrees of truth.
So fuzzy thinking isn't about being confused, it's about being accurate about the uncertainty.
Bingo. He calls it approximate thinking. When you are on the dark side, the unknown, the unmapped future precision is actually a lie.
Wow.
If you claim to know exactly what the revenue will be for a product that doesn't even exist yet, you're just making it up.
You're fabricating certainty.
Yes. So fuzzy thinking is the discipline of saying, okay, I can't see the wall perfectly, but I know it's roughly 3 meters that way. It lets you move forward without waiting for perfect data that is never going to come.
But how do you operationalize that? My boss still wants a number.
You build flexibility into the plan. Instead of one perfect forecast, you give scenarios. Instead of a rigid 5-year roadmap, you have a fuzzy vision with checkpoints every single month to recalibrate.
So it's more like navigating with a flashlight, not a GPS. You see what's right in front of you, take a step, reassess.
Exactly. You're admitting, I know the general direction, but I don't know the specific path. And that takes guts.
It takes more courage to be approximate and adaptable than it does to present a fake, precise spreadsheet.
It really does. It's confidence in your adaptability, not in your prediction.
That is a crucial distinction.
And this is where Hijazi's background gets so fascinating. We talked about him being a dean and a sales guy, but we haven't touched on the weirdest part of his resume.
The polymath angle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The part that I think explains how he developed this whole fuzzy philosophy.
Which is?
Hijazi is also a fiction writer.
Yeah.
He explores myth. He runs a YouTube channel called Prometheus.
Okay, that feels very liberal arts for a business school dean. But you think this is the key to his architecture of creative judgment?
I think it's the load-bearing wall of the whole thing. Let's break down this architecture he talks about. Imagine your mind is a building.
Okay.
The foundation. That's the academic dean part. You need data, theory, systems. You can't build on quicksand.
Right. Keep the spreadsheets in the basement.
The framing, the walls, that's the commercial experience. Sales and product, it gives you pragmatism. It keeps the building standing in the real world.
But the roof, the part that looks up at the sky?
That is the myth and fiction.
Why? I mean, what does writing a novel teach you about business strategy?
It teaches you about narrative ambiguity. Spreadsheets are linear. Stories are not. In a great novel, characters make irrational choices. They're driven by hubris, fear, love. A spreadsheet can't model hubris, but a myth can.
That's actually really profound. If you're launching a product, you aren't launching it into a spreadsheet. You're launching it into a human narrative.
Exactly. And look at the specific myth he focuses on. Prometheus. You remember the story?
Vaguely. He stole fire from the gods, gave it to humans.
And then what happened?
He got punished, right? Chained to a rock or something.
An eagle eats his liver every single day, forever. Oh, it's horrific. But Hijazi uses this as a core metaphor for innovation.
Okay, I see where this is going.
Think about it. Prometheus brings fire, technology, enlightenment, the new big thing. That's what every entrepreneur wants to do.
Huh.
I'm bringing the world fire.
But they usually forget the eagle eating your liver part of the story.
They always forget that part. The myth teaches us that innovation has consequences. It disrupts things. It brings light, yes, but it also brings burn.
And systems thinking only focuses on the fire. How to transport it, how to measure its heat.
Precisely. But the creative judgment, that mythic mind, it asks, what happens when we actually give this fire to people? Are they going to burn down the village?
So relying only on the system keeps you blind to the consequences.
Yes. A rigid system says, we built the feature, ship it. The mythic creative mind says, hang on, what is the human cost? What's the narrative arc we're starting here?
That's the dark side, where the spreadsheet gives you no light. You need narrative intuition for that.
It's a fully integrated brain. You can't just be the quant guy or the poet gal.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be both. That is the architecture.
The ability to switch modes,
yeah.
To look at a problem and say, okay, this part is logistics system brain.
But this part over here is about consumer trust. I need my fuzzy narrative brain.
That's hard, though. Most of us are trained to be one or the other. We're numbers people or creative people.
And that separation is what makes us fragile. Hijazi is basically saying we have to reintegrate those parts of ourselves.
So let's bring this down to the ground. We have the architecture, the trap, the fuzzy solution. What does this look like on a Tuesday afternoon? Hijazi uses the phrase thinking responsibly. What does that actually mean?
I think thinking responsibly is the antidote to hiding behind the system. We've all seen managers do this. They say, well, the algorithm told me to fire these people.
Or the model said this investment was a sure thing.
But I was just following orders. Yeah. Or I was just following the data.
Yeah.
That is abdicating responsibility. Yeah. You're letting the tool make the decision for you. Thinking responsibly means looking at the data, respecting the system, but then stepping up and saying, the model says X, but my judgment, based on the fuzzy signals I'm seeing, says Y. And I'm making the call.
That is terrifying. Because if you're wrong, you can't blame the spreadsheet.
That's the price of leadership. That's the Prometheus tax. You have to own the fire.
So for the listener, maybe the learner we talk about, prepping for a new role, the advice isn't to ignore systems.
No, absolutely. Learn the frameworks. Learn the best practices. Build that foundation.
But don't let the foundation become a prison.
Exactly. When you reach that point where the rules stop making sense, where customers are acting weird or the tech does something unexpected, don't panic.
And don't try to force the data to fit the model.
Right. Just recognize that you've walked off the edge of the map. You are now in the territory of the polymath. It's time to switch on your fuzzy high beams. You have to start thinking in narratives and approximations, not just rows and columns.
It's almost like giving yourself permission to be human again. Permission to use your gut as long as it's an informed gut.
Informed by the system, but not ruled by it. That's the sweet spot. That's where real innovation happens, in that fuzzy gray zone between the data we have and the future we're trying to build.
I really like that. It makes the edge of knowledge feel less like a cliff and more like a frontier.
A frontier is exactly right. And frontiers require explorers, not just tourists with guidebooks.
Well, this has definitely changed how I'm going to look at my next quarterly review. I might not tell my boss I'm using mythological judgment just yet.
Probably for the best. Just keep the eagle away from your liver.
Deal. I want to leave you all with a thought to chew on this week. We spend so much time trying to sharpen our image of the world, trying to get higher resolution data, clearer answers, faster predictions.
But Hijazi challenges us to do the opposite, to embrace the blur.
Exactly. So if you are facing a decision right now that feels stuck, where the numbers aren't helping, ask yourself this. What if the lack of clarity isn't a problem to be solved, but a reality to be navigated?
What would happen if you put down the map?
If you admitted you're in the dark and just started feeling your way forward.
Sometimes the fuzzy path is the only one that leads anywhere new.
Thanks for diving deep with us.
A pleasure, as always.
See you next time.
I hope you enjoyed today's deep dive. Why not take a moment and join the discussion in the LinkedIn group, Tackling Complex Problems? Take care.